Right, let's shift focus to Huddersfield on Saturday. Back at the John Smith Stadium and looking to recapture some of that that verve and that brilliance that came against Manchester United. Of course, most recently since having been to Anfield and lost 3-0 to Liverpool. In terms of West Brom, the run of form has not been good at all. In fact, the win count hasn't been increased in quite a long time. Let's talk some more about West Brom, though. We're joined by Paul Stewart, the West Brom reporter for the Birmingham Mail. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Run of form then for West Brom. I mean, you guys, you're 15th in the Premier League. Two wins, four draws, four losses, points a 10, just a couple behind Huddersfield. But I think it's fair to say your wins came very early in the season.
Very early. The sun was still shining back in August when Albion last emerged with 3 points. So, it feels like a distant memory, really, since the good times and the heady days of two wins out of two. So, it's certainly not gone Albion's way in the last few weeks, that's for sure.
When I think of a Tony Pulis side, I think, like everybody, you think of a hard-working team. It's a team who will always be defensively minded. They're never going to go out and take lots of risks. But usually there's that ability then to counter-attack on you or to score from a set piece or so. I mean, I saw the highlights of the game last week for West Brom against Man City where you lost 3-2 at home. And although Man City were doing all the attacking, you still felt as though West Brom could get things from that game. And other highlights I've seen have suggested so. So is it a case of just being really unlucky since those first two wins?
There has been an element of that. I think only Bournemouth have thrown away as many points from winning positions as West Brom. And I think the Watford result when they were 2-0 up at home has really come back to bite them, conceded an injury time equaliser. Threw away another lead at Leicester City as well. So it's been very damaging, the late goals that Albion have conceded. And it's played a big part in their kind of spiral down the table.
Do you get the impression that Tony Pulis' pressure is mounting from the fans on him?
Most certainly, yeah. I think the aimless, abject defeat and performance that's Southampton to ground a couple of weeks ago, to a ground where Southampton had only won one of their previous 10 matches. They were inhibited and they were very much there for the taking, and Albion were in no way proactive in that match. And I think that was of immense disappointment and frustration to fans, and the public opinion does seem to have turned since that defeat.
But it could all be so much brighter, I guess, with 3 points from Huddersfield. Or do you think that even with 3 points, if that were to happen, that the fans have just decided that, no, Pulis, really, it's time for change?
It will take more than a victory at a newly promoted club, and that's no disrespect to Huddersfield, to appease fans now. I think it will need not just a string of better results, but much better performances with a lot more attacking enterprise on show to win back some Albion fans who you know are very unhappy, and the majority appear to be calling for the manager's head.
What about Huddersfield? How are the Terriers and their start to the Premier League season being seen in West Brom?
Well, it's fantastic to see all three of the promoted teams being so competitive, and I know Tony Pulis spoke last week about the top flight being a whole lot more challenging and more competitive because of Huddersfield's promotion and Brighton and Newcastle. He seems to think that the fight outside of the top six will be a whole lot closer this season, and I think from an outsider it's been fantastic to see Huddersfield's successes so far. Of course, that memorable win against Manchester United last time out, a real David versus Goliath story, which was, you know, championed across the country, apart from in the red half of Manchester. So Huddersfield's exploits have certainly not gone unnoticed at West Brom, and certainly not with Tony Pulis, who has identified the home crowd as being a potential 12th man factor on Saturday.
Yeah, the crowd at the John Smith Stadium does get notoriously very loud. Man United fans and others have learnt that. Quite a lot of compliments for the town fans. West Brom fans will be there in number. They have a big group coming on Saturday. In terms of the players on the pitch, I would quite often, Paul, ask about key men and so for a side, and maybe look at somebody who scored lots of goals and things. However, for West Brom, you're sharing the goals around. There's Jay Rodriguez with two. And it's, I think, seven players who've scored one each. I guess this is a whole big part of the problem for West Brom. It's just putting the ball in the back of the net.
Yes, well, you mentioned it earlier, the set-piece specialist from last season. I'm not sure whether or not Albion have been found out in that regard, but certainly from dead ball routines, Albion have not been able to profit as they did. In the last campaign, I think they scored more goals from corners than any other top right team. And I think probably it's a case of teams doing their homework really on Albion. And the counter-attack threat is not quite as great as it has been in the past. And there is definite clamour for the likes of Chris Brunt and Matt Phillips to start more games. They're both very able on the ball, but also excellent with their delivery on dead ball situations.
Paul, if you were to identify somebody, maybe even an unsung hero or somebody that you think could be the one to stop Aaron Moy and Laurent Depotre or Steve Meunier, whoever starts up front, I would imagine Depotre, but whichever one it is, who would you say, whether you go for that end of the field or whether you go from the point of view of attacking, who would you say is an unsung hero or a key player that could have a big influence on Saturday?
I'm not sure if he's a key player, but certainly an unsung hero for Albion would be the summer signing. Ahmed Hegazi has been an absolute rock at centre-back with various different partners. And he was really only signed on loan from Egyptian club Al Ahly with a view to covering for the likes of Johnny Evans and Gareth McCauley. And yeah, he stepped in to the heart of defence and he's been absolutely fantastic. He was great again against Manchester City last weekend, and he has also shown he can be a real danger at set pieces. So I think he's definitely been Albion's unsung hero so far.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he can perform on Saturday alongside the other players for West Brom as they take on Huddersfield Town, John Smith Stadium, Saturday afternoon at 3. It's been really fascinating to get your views, though, on the West Brom side of things. Paul Shewitt from the Birmingham Mail, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem.